What is reflexivity? In this podcast, we're going to take a look at the idea of personal reflexivity. What does it involve? Initially, my thoughts are that personal reflexivity in your applied leadership assessment would invite you to reflect upon the ways in which you bring your own values and experiences and interests, your beliefs, your political commitments, your wider aims in life, in fact, and indeed your social identity, that sense of who you are, how you've been shaped, where you come from, and you bring that into your account. Who you are as a manager and what you believe is a personally moral, appropriate way to act is definitely going to come out of all of those factors, values, experiences, interests, beliefs, political commitments, and so on, and the way in which your identity as a manager has been shaped and brought together. Personal reflexivity refers to being aware of these factors, to understanding how they interact, so that when you write a piece, you can step outside of the kind of trap of all of those and see yourself for who you are. It does involve questioning. It does involve self-inquiry. And sometimes that can be quite awkward. Importantly, reflexivity also involves thinking about how your own work as a manager and leader has affected and is changing the way you are, the way you relate to people, and the way you understand organization and business. What I'd like to do now is shift to reflection, and here we'll draw a distinction. Reflection is not the same as reflexivity. Now, reflection means reflecting on what you are doing. That means standing back, looking at what you're doing and seeing that what you're doing is a kind of mirror that helps you to look at your own learning. If you want to look at reflection in a more deeper way, I would take a look at the work of a guy called Donald Schon, S-C-H-O-N. Now, Donald Schon has helped managers because he explains that the capacity to reflect on action in order to engage in a process of continuing learning is one of the defining characteristics of professional practice. Reflection means being able to look at what we're doing. Reflection in action means being able to look at what we're doing while we're doing it, and to be able to reflect on that action, to take a different action in future, maybe to improve it. Reflection is not reflexivity, but they tend to go hand in hand.